And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration is taking the fight for women's sports directly to the states. The Department of Education filed a Title IX discrimination complaint against Minnesota's Department of Education for allowing biological males into female locker rooms and athletic competitions. The state of Minnesota receives more than $3 billion in federal education funding annually. The Attorney General for Minnesota, that's Keith Ellison, he fired back, accusing the administration of bullying vulnerable children. However, the data tells a little bit of a different story. More than 1,900 gold medals in female events have been claimed by men, along with nearly $500,000 in prize money. In the state of Tennessee, the state Senate passed a bill which allows patients to sue doctors who coerce them into so-called gender reassignment procedures. It's Senate Bill 2031, and it creates a civil cause of action for anyone who consented to these surgeries or hormone treatments under pressure from a healthcare professional. The bill covers adults looking back, and it covers parents who were pressured into consenting on behalf of their children. Last June, the Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban on these procedures for minors. Now, the volunteer state is adding another layer of accountability. Also in Tennessee, the Rutherford County Library Board recently voted 8-3 to fire their library director. Luann James is her name, and she refused to relocate over 100 children's books with explicit or LGBT content to adult sections. She claims moving the books would violate American Library Association ethics and the First Amendment. The board disagreed. The Ninth Circuit has handed California a green light to discriminate against religious families. In a case brought by three homeschooling families, the court ruled that charter school independent study programs count as public school programs, meaning the state can reject any curriculum with religious content. One family was told they couldn't buy math books from Bob Jones University Press. Another couldn't use works by Jonathan Edwards to teach colonial American history. Five dissenting judges called it state-sponsored religious discrimination, with one judge asking whether anyone really believes parents teaching their own children in their own home are public school teachers. The families plan to appeal to the Supreme Court, which has repeatedly ruled that religious families can't be excluded from public benefits. And the city of Houston managed to call Good Friday a spring holiday in a now-deleted social media post while warmly celebrating a Muslim holiday by name just days earlier. One congressman called the city out, reminding them that Christians were reflecting on the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, not simply having a generic seasonal break. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.